Hi, my name is Kevin, and welcome to my video, my vlogcast. Results don't matter. All that matters is attitude. Now, most people base their realities, their self-worth, and their worthiness to others, as well as their prosperity and happiness solely based upon action and results. Most people need physical evidence and positive conditions to determine their happiness and physical results to determine their level of prosperity. But when you are on the path of self-empowerment and mastery of creation, where you are a conscious cooperative element, in tune with the forces of creation, where mastery of your mindset and therefore your vibration and therefore alignment with your desires and alignment with your source are of paramount importance than and more than physical results and evidence of success don't really matter, especially because you understand the vibrational and emotional reality is more important than physical reality, because the feeling is what you are really after anyway, not just physical goodies. Even though physical goodies are fun and extremely important because physical reality is the leading edge of creation, the feeling is what you really want, and the feeling is the most important thing. And as a master of creation, you also understand that physical manifestations are the last step of creation. And if they are not physically here yet, then there's some more alignment that needs to take place with your desires in order for them to manifest. Or there's still some cooperative elements that need to get lined up to help you manifest what you want. Or you're still sorting through the contrast of life, of what you don't like, to give you more clarity about what you do like and want, giving you, you know, the clarity to get your vibration into alignment to actually attract what you want. And as a master of alignment, physical conditions are not a determiner of your happiness. And similarly, you understand that physical results are not determiners of your prosperity or your worthiness or your happiness or anything, really. And you understand the absolute importance of building foundations first before starting the building process. Because if you start building too quickly without building a solid, deep foundation, your building is just going to collapse from its own weight. And this is the classic scenario that we've seen so many times, when fame collapses under its own weight because the now famous celebrity or musician did not build a proper foundation of self-worth and joy and prosperity. And no matter how much fame and fortune they get, they still can't surpass all those feelings of helplessness and powerlessness and not good enough and unworthiness, etc., etc. So, they haven't typically built up a proper foundation of self-worth and joy and prosperity that is not dependent upon what other people think about them and how talented or funny that they are. So, as you're building your foundation of alignment with source and your desires and with your natural state of joy and well-being and prosperity, and even after you have built that foundation, the most important thing in your life is always and always will be and always should be feeling good. What is much more important than physical results are emotional results, because your emotions are the indicator of how you are vibrating. If you feel good, you are in alignment. If you feel bad, you're out of alignment, and it's that simple. If you're feeling good, your gas tank is full. If you're feeling bad, then your gas tank is empty. So alignment with who you truly are as source and alignment with your desires without resisting them, which means you're in a state of allowance and offering no resistance to your own desires gets you in tune with the law of attraction and how the law of attraction works. And of course gets you in tune with your source, because your source is always focused on upon what you want. Because the process of creation works like this. Way before anything physical ever shows up, way before the money or the honey or whatever you want shows up physically, there is first the contrast of what you don't want, which inspires a desire for what you do want. So simply, step one is ask. Step one is desire, which is a mental, vibrational, and then finally an emotional step. And if you feel good when you think about, you know, your desire, then your desire is on its way to you, because you are in an allowing state and you're not offering any resistance to its manifestation. But if you feel bad, then your desire is trying to get to you, but you're blocking it with your resistance. If you feel good, then your desire is on its way to you, regardless of what you do, because all desires are granted instantly and unconditionally by Source and the universe. The question is, are you allowing your desires to come to you without offering any resistance? Or are you blocking them with doubt? Or are you blocking them from coming to you with your beliefs that you know, it's somehow virtuous to struggle, and your beliefs that you must prove your worth and deserve what you want, and, you know, prove that you've been a good this or good that to get what you want. So step one is ask. And then the next step is still not physical yet. Your next steps are to get into an allowing state of aligning your vibration to what you want by not offering any resistance to what you want. Physical action of that step. So it's less of a do action, but it is a physical action, and that physical action is focus, positive mental focus, which creates vibrational focus, which creates emotional focus. And the key to that focus is easy, allowing focus on the joy of being and doing and having what you want without thinking about what you don't want. Then when you have achieved a proper state of alignment, of allowance, and you consistently maintain that focus of alignment and allowance, now you will naturally, finally, be inspired to take some action. In fact, you absolutely can't stop yourself from taking that action. You're excited to take the action. It's fun to take the action. This action feels exciting and energizing, not draining. And this action has the powerful leverage of alignment and source frequency behind it, and the leverage of the entire universe of creation behind it, and it is quantumly effective. The littlest action spawns massive results. And now, physical results finally start showing up. Cooperative elements of your desire are manifesting. You're meeting similarly aligned people with similar interests who want to play with you and co-create amazing things with you, and countless brilliant ideas are coming to you, and money and resources are starting to flow in, some of which may be specifically to help you manifest your desires, while others are merely there to give you more clarity. The person that you think is the optimal business partner or the optimal lover may just be a stepping stone of greater clarity that gets you closer to the prize, but isn't the gold medal yet. So we see some results in this clarification stage, but most of these results are just temporary results. I get a kick out of watching those dating shows and the massive pressure and expectations that people put upon each other to be the perfect lover and the perfect partner and the perfect friend and the perfect husband or wife or et cetera, et cetera, you know, right off the bat. And when they disappoint each other to the smallest, little teeniest degree, they are instantly weeded out, thrown out into the trash heap. And then, of course, because they didn't find the one, the perfect person that was going to complete them, they're devastated. because that person wouldn't go on another date with them, and that person wasn't the ultimate person for them. But I'm here to tell you, my friends, and possibly disappoint your romantic nature, that there is no such thing as the one. There's no such thing as the ultimate lover and partner, because we are always growing and expanding. And we are always sorting and sifting through the data of life to get more and more clarity about what we want. We are eternal creators. And ultimately, we love everyone equally. And we're always creating more and wanting more and creating more and wanting more and wanting more improvements upon everything. That includes every single relationship we've got. So it's perfectly all right to go ahead and taste what is currently on the menu, to give yourself more clarity about what you want. You know, just because this person isn't the ultimate lover of your dreams, well, it doesn't mean you can't have some bloody fun with them. People are so sad and disappointed and self-doubtful about their self-worth just because they haven't found their Prince Charming or their Cinderella yet. Or they haven't found the financial equivalent of Cinderella in the form of a career or a business or a craft or business partners or investments or fame, etc., etc., all because they don't understand the importance of going ahead and taking a risk on whoever and whatever is in their current reality to give them more clarity. People give themselves such a hard time about all their failed relationships and failed businesses and failed attempts at success, not knowing how important those supposed failures are for the clarity that they bring. And people set themselves and other people up for failure by expecting way too much out of themselves and other people to be the one that saves them from their misery and completes them. And they further exacerbate that struggle and failure by jumping into action way too quickly before they have prepared their vibration and built their foundation. People take score way too soon and run around putting out brush fires and trying to get all their ducks in a row and burn themselves out with desperate action that gets them absolutely nowhere quickly. And by taking score way too soon, they fall into the trap of believing that they're doing something wrong because what they want isn't here yet. They fall into the blame game trap of blaming others for their supposed faults and not blaming them, not making them, you know, happy forever and ever and completing them and not agree, you know, not being able to stick to all the agreements and the vows that you made together and not knowing that it is no one's job but you to ensure your happiness. And it is no one else's job but you to save yourself and complete yourself, so to speak. And there's no such thing as an ultimate result because we are eternal creators that never stop creating. So there's no such thing as the ultimate relationship. There's no such thing as the ultimate twin flame soulmate that's going to somehow complete you because there's nothing wrong with you. You're not incomplete. People look for some mythical end of everything where they finally... they'll finally be happy, you know, the ultimate relationship, the ultimate career, the ultimate family, the ultimate abundance, the ultimate children, etc., which don't really exist because we will never, ever reach an end of creating more of what we want and improving what we've already got, and we will never reach an end of desiring new and wonderful things, and that includes wanting desiring new people. And we'll never reach an end of things that excite us and satisfy us and fulfill us. So looking for ultimate results, the ultimate prize, just sabotages your success and happiness because that pursuit is an absolute illusion and results will never really ever make you happy. And if your happiness is dependent upon results, then you will fall into the trap of focusing on the lack of your desire that you believe will make you happy, which never comes because Your focus on lack only creates more lack, because you're thinking more about the lack of what you want than having the fullness of what you want, which just manifests more lack of what you want. So you're shooting yourself in the foot. People fall into the other trap, which is the trap of comparison, where you compare your lack of having what you want with other people who have a fullness of what you want. And those are all classic traps that most people fall into, because they let results and action determine their worth and to determine how they're going to feel, rather than finding alignment, which naturally creates a state of joy and well-being and abundance, regardless of conditions, regardless of what anybody else is doing, which is what everyone wants in the first place. We think that we want the money and the honey to be happy, but really we just want to be happy, regardless of our physical state or our condition or whether we've got the honey or the money yet or not. It's relatively easy to change your emotional state as opposed to the much greater difficulty of changing your physical state. Because once you've got a physical state, that's it, baby. You've got to understand that creating physical things is not really your work. That's the job of your source. And bringing those physical things to you is the job of the law of attraction. That's the universe's job. Your only job really is sort through life, gain clarity about what you want, ask for what you want, then align vibrationally to what you want so that you are in an allowing state to receive what you want. And then take inspired action, finally, when you are inspired to do so. And then delight in your awesome manifestations of those infinite blessings as they rain down upon you. So most of your work is actually non-physical. It has nothing to do with action. You don't have to work hard and be committed, and you don't have to struggle and train and earn and prove anything, etc., etc., to get what you want. All you have to do is ask and receive. Just ask, allow, and receive. Just knock, and the door will be open to you. Just ask, allow, and then joyfully expect your desires to come to you. And then delight in your awesome magnificence and your awesome power of creation. But you did that. You accomplished that. All you have to do is, just have fun. Focus on fun things to think about and fun things to do, and focus on things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. And everything that you like, love, and appreciate will manifest everywhere in your life. It's just your job to ask and receive in a general way. The specifics of what you want and the results of what you want is not your job. That's source's job. The how and the when and the who and the where is not your job. That is source's job. And of course, as soon as you start thinking about the how and the when and the who and the where, then you're going to start thinking about the lack of what you want, because you don't know how you're going to get it. You don't know how it's going to come to you. Your job is to just ask and then get yourself into the optimal alignment to receive the blessings that you have asked for. Your job is to ask and then focus. Just focus. Focus on the joy of the, first of all, asking, and then the joy of the alignment, and the joy of the allowing, and the joy of receiving, and the joy of witnessing the miracles how the universe creates and how it miraculously arranges all the cooperative elements to make your dreams come true. That is your job. Your job is to just have fun on the adventure of creation. It's just your job to point at what you want and then allow it to come to you. Your job is to have fun sifting and sorting through life to find the clarity of what you want, and then enjoying the excitement of desiring what you want, and then enjoying the adventure of creating and manifesting those desires into physical reality. Your job, nay, your delight, joy and delight in your excitement, is to enjoy the adventure of creating what you want and not get sidetracked by focusing on results. Your journey of joy and mastery is to just get happy and stay happy regardless of the results regardless of the manifestations of your desires, whether they're here or not, just for the fun of it, just for the adventure of it. And then, because you're having so much fun creating what you want, enjoying the adventure of creation, enjoying the journey, enjoying every moment, this moment, the creations then manifest easily and naturally, everywhere, miraculously, magically, everywhere in your life. And those easy manifestations then just become expectations. You just expect everything to easily come to you. They become no big deal. They're just a natural part of life. Ease is a natural part of life. Of course, you get everything you want. Of course, I always get everything I want. Of course, everything always goes my way because you asked and source answered and you allowed and so you received. Not for any other reason. Not because you worked hard or because you deserved it or because you proved your worth by struggling more than the next guy, and not because you're a good person and not because you followed some set of religious or moral rules. You received simply because you asked and source said, your wish is your command. Whatever you want, you can have it. And now you have the money and the freedom and the goodies and the houses and the boats and the cars and the travel and the honeys and the amazing relationships and the amazing, you know, fun adventures. And you've got the power and the money and the mastery and the wisdom to empower other people. You got all those things, not because you proved that you deserve to have them, but just because you asked and allowed and received. You got what you wanted, and you always get what you want because your primary focus is on being happy. So naturally, you always manifest more and more and more things in life to make you happy. You get what you wanted because you asked and allowed. And you always get what you want because you ask, allow, and receive. And you always get an immense abundance of everything you desire, not because you're a greedy bastard trying to be better than the next guy to prove your worth by how rich you are and how powerful you are and by how many toys you have. You have an abundance of everything that you want because your focus is on joy and fun. And this is an unconditionally loving universe. And whatever you ask for is instantly granted unconditionally. No proof of worth needed. Just ask and receive. Just ask and allow. Just ask and expect. Just sort, clarify, ask, align, allow, and have fun. Now, do you get it? It's time to have fun being the awesome creator of magnificent things that you truly are. It's time to delight your awesome unlimited power and magnificence to literally create anything you desire. Stop explaining and defending your desires. Your dreams and desires are nobody else's business but yours. And stop explaining and defending and proving that you deserve to get what you want. Nobody in the universe is listening. There is nothing to prove or explain or defend to anyone. Just have fun on your journey of creation, and everything that you desire that you know will be fun to be, do, and have will manifest into your life easily and effortlessly. And what doesn't manifest doesn't matter because you're having so much fun on your journey of creation that it doesn't matter what you have or don't have yet, because your journey of creation never ever ends. And there's no time limit. And the score doesn't matter because you're not in competition with anyone else. And there's no scorekeeper monitoring your successes or failures or monitoring your virtuousness. All that matters is, are you having fun or not? Are you happy or not? Are you excited and passionate and feeling vital and alive and inspired and fulfilled and full of love and wonder and joy or not? If you're having fun, then keep doing it. If you're not having fun, then go find something fun to do. Life is that simple. That's the key to mastery. That's the key to enlightenment. That's the key to fulfillment, joy, etc. Life is not complicated like most people make it out to be. It can be and should be easy, simple, and fun. That is if you make it so. And in the immortal words of Captain Jean-Luc Picard, make it so. So I hope you enjoyed this vlogcast. If you got something from it, please comment and share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. And remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you get more notifications of my videos. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality to create whatever you want. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, wealthy, and abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!